thesis. Another is that obviously it's just purely events that happen to us. And yes, we all suffer from trauma. It could be as mild as being the youngest sibling of four, who basically gets looked over by the parent and therefore is constantly for the next 20 years trying to prove themselves. That is still a traumatic type of childhood because it's not necessarily normal. All the way up to what you've experienced in terms of losing a loved one, particularly in childhood, because that then leads to attachment issues and all sorts of things. So I would say that trauma is anything that actually affects your behavior as a human being, which usually occurs when we're feeling negative about something, have negative feelings about something, that gets in the way of you achieving things in life. So that's how I would define it.
Must be very satisfying then for you to help people kind of recognize that in themselves and overcome it and kind of use it to their advantage.
Yeah, the first step's self-awareness because you were rightly identified. Not many people necessarily immediately go, okay, yeah, that was maybe trauma. Some people have blocked it out.